This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl with today's entry in the Business is Complicated file. Google, as you might know, gets something like 90% of its revenue from showing you ads. I'm telling you that because the company is launching a new ad blocking feature for its Chrome web browser today. It'll automatically hide ads on websites that use certain annoying and intrusive kinds of advertising, pop-ups for just one example. Turns out, annoying people is no way to run a business, as Marketplace's Aaron Schrank reports.
Google says it's blocking the ads its users complain about the most, like videos that autoplay at full volume, flashing ads, and giant pop-ups you can't figure out how to close. Brendan McCormick is a spokesman for the Coalition for Better Ads, which defined the standards. The group was formed by Google and later joined by other advertisers, publishers, and trade associations.
Consumers were becoming increasingly frustrated with ads that disrupted their searches for content, and that was showing up in increased adoption of ad blockers that were consumers' way of pushing back against these bad ad experiences.
So far, 18% of American desktop users have ad blocking software, which vastly reduces the number of ads they see, and in turn reduces the revenue for publishers and for Google. And those annoying ads, they tend to pay publishers more because they don't easily go away. Melissa Simpson is with mobile ad firm Cargo, which used to specialize in some of these sticky, eye-popping ads on Google's no-fly list. She says her company began phasing them out last year.
Now in 2018, we've completely sunset them and no longer are supporting them. And we're happy with the new guidelines that are coming out because it's helping the demand side stop basically asking for them.
Ad blocking software still hasn't really caught on for mobile, and Simpson wants to keep it that way.
I think everyone realizes that there needs to be these standards in place. It's kind of not the Wild West anymore, if you will.
Look, we all want a better user experience and a better internet.
Ophir Tans is CEO of GumGum, a company that uses artificial intelligence to create display ads within images. He thinks standards are good, but is worried Google will have the power to stifle innovation.
Who's to say that next month a product representing millions of dollars of investment won't be banned the day after its release? And what about the month after that?
Tan says he and other ad tech firms hope Google sets up a transparent appeals process for its ad blocking standards. Google already controls more than 40% of the digital ad market and about half of all web traffic via search. And more than half of internet users browse on Chrome. Terry Taus is a consultant with AdProfs, which works with publishers and ad tech companies.
If your lifeblood as a publisher is based on your ability to generate advertising, and Google can unilaterally just decide, hey, this ad doesn't look good, we're turning your advertising off, that's like a big, big problem.
The average publisher in the U.S. has seen revenue drop 15% because of ad blockers, according to PageFair, a company that helps publishers recapture that lost revenue by circumventing them. CEO Sean Blanchfield says clients know bad ads are a problem, but are uncomfortable giving Google more control of their industry.
Publishers are increasingly feeling like they are really in a gig economy, no longer independent businesses, but more like Uber drivers. They're monetizing Google users with Google ads coming to them in a Google web browser.
Google says it's given the industry plenty of heads up, and it provides a tool that lets publishers check their sites for offending ads. The company says of the 100,000 websites it's evaluated, just 1% failed to meet the new standards. In Los Angeles, I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.